Second and 9 now for the Hatchets from the Crivets 40-yard line. Receiver out to the left, two tight ends out to the right. Rex Riley again in the backfield, I formation. Braden Larson under center. He'll take handoff. Rex Riley off the right side. He's got a hole across the 35. Cuts back across 30. Gets by Warner. 25-20. Riley to the 10. 5. Touchdown. Tomahawk. Rex Riley with a 40-yard touchdown run. And the Hatchets go up 16-7 with 9:06 to go in the third quarter. How do you do, Rex Riley? Second and 6 for the Hatchets from the 28. I formation set. Jonah Dickens, lone receiver to the right. And two tight ends to the left. Riley under center, I formation. He'll take. He'll do play action. Sets up. He's going to take a shot downfield. Open is Dickens. He makes the catch in the end zone, I believe. Yes, touchdown. Tomahawk. Jonah Dickens with a 28-yard touchdown catch. And the Hatchets are on the board with 7:23 to go. Phenomenal catch from Jonah Dickens. And welcome back, everyone, to Hatchet Football on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Matt Turkowitz here with you from Hatchet Field. Fourth down and 27, and the Hatchets are going to punt it away. Wally Horbick will punt for Tomahawk. Caleb Dickinson, both, and Jonathan Scherschel back to receive for Clintonville. Here's the snap, and here comes Horbick's punt. It's going to be another line drive kick. It'll roll inside the 20. Won't roll as far as the first one did, but it will still roll to a stop inside the 10. So Wally Horbick, even though he hasn't had a lot of deep kicks, they've been very, very well placed. It'll be first down for Clintonville at their own 9-yard line with 8:40 to go. Clintonville with all three timeouts remaining and Tomahawk leading 16-14.
That punter doesn't look great to start with, though.
No, it does not. No, it did not.
Especially in these rainy conditions.
Yep.
Return men, not necessarily comfortable fielding it always.
27-yard punt for Wally Horbick. He is, again, filling in for the injured Jonah Dickens, who's out tonight with a shoulder injury. He's out for the season, as is Rex Riley with a knee injury. He just had surgery on it last week. 8:40 to go here in this game. Clintonville has 90 yards to go to take the lead. Three receivers to the left and two to the right. Roseneau in the shotgun with an empty backfield. Wagner in motion. Roseneau's going to take. He's going to throw on first down under pressure. He is in the end zone. Finally gets it away in the pass off the hands of Johnson and incomplete at about the 15-yard line. That was big Ethan Gibo in potentially. That almost was another safety for Tomahawk.
Almost 2 for 2 there.
Yeah, almost 2 for 2. That'll make it second down now from the 10 with 8:34 to go in the game. Cade Roseneau tonight, 12 of 18, 164 yards, two touchdowns, a 49-yarder, to Xander Schrader, and a 17-yarder to Zach Johnson. That one came on their opening drive of the second half.
See, drops plugging this Clintonville offense as well, too.
Yes, it is. Second down and 10 now from the 10. Pistol set this time. Two receivers to the right and one to the left. Lone receiver to the left is Wagner. Roseneau in the pistol. Man in motion is going to be Schrader. High snap. Pitch to Schrader. Schrader tries to get around to the edge. Schrader is hit behind the line and taken down. Big time stop by the Hatchet defense once again. That time it was Pat Samuelson and Logan Norman in on the stop. It's going to be third down and about 13 for Clintonville at their own 7-yard line.
Say, once again, Clintonville's offense trying to make something happen any way they can, and just nothing's working for them right now.
And right now, the run game for Tomahawk has proven to be the difference also, and their defense in the second half after that opening drive has been spectacular.
No, they've given up a yard since that.
No, they haven't. They really haven't. Third down and 13 from the 7-yard line. Roseneau in the pistol again. Three receivers to the left and one to the right. In the backfield is Killips for Clintonville on third and 13 from the 7. Roseneau in the pistol. Clintonville 3 of 8 on third downs. Roseneau's going to throw. He's standing in the end zone. He's rolling out to the right. He gets away. He'll take off and run across the 10. He lost the football. It's loose, rolling around on the ground and recovered by the Hatchets at the 19-yard line. Braden Lamer, the freshman, with the recovery. Tomahawk takes over at the Clintonville 19 with 7:35 to go in the game. Great job by the Hatchet defense. First takeaway of the night favors the Hatchets.
Right there, Rosner just trying to do way too much in these sloppy conditions.
He had the ball very loose. He did not have it tucked away at all.
No, shades of Michael Vick in the football out
yes,
there.
Yes. So Tomahawk will take over in the red zone. First down for the 20-yard line. Now again, Tomahawk has had their issues with the center quarterback exchange. They have fumbled the ball 5 times. They've lost none. Clintonville, that was their first fumble of the night, and they lost it. That ball was bouncing around. I formation set here. Lone receiver out to the right, two tight ends to the left. Braden Larson under center again. Braden fumbles the snap again, and he has to fall on it at the 21. Boy, the rain is starting to fall a lot harder. The wind is starting to pick up, and that has proven to be a problem for Tomahawk. They have not gotten a clean snap off but one so far in this fourth quarter.
Say, law of large numbers says eventually.
Yeah.
This ball's going to go the other way.
Second down and 11 from the 21. Clock is ticking down. If Tomahawk is going to win this game, they need to get a score on this possession.
100%. It's almost a put-away drive, too.
Yeah. 7 minutes to go now in this game. Second 11 from the 21. Larson in the shotgun. Two receivers to the right, two to the left. Braden waiting for the snap. He'll take it. He'll run it to the left. He'll get across the 20, and we'll get down to about the 15-yard line. So he's able to get six that time. It'll be third down and five from the 15, and the clock is now down to 6:43 and counting here at rainy Hatchett Field.
That quarterback power once again. This time they got the snap off and they run it this time.
Yes.
I think it's the message for the coach on the sideline, too. Just get the play off and run it.
Yep. Tomahawk is 4-for-11 on third down tonight. They are 3-for-3 on fourth down also. Keep that in mind. Third down and 5 from the 15. Larson in the shotgun. Lone receiver, two receivers out to the right. Larson takes quarterback power left side. He will fight forward, get across the 15, down to about the 11-yard line. It'll be fourth down and 1, and the Hatchets will go for it here.
If you're Tomahawk, you have to be pretty happy with this.
Yes.
This is exactly what you want in the situation.
Yeah, and again, the big thing also is that if Tomahawk fails here, Clintonville will have to drive the length of the field also, and they've essentially have started all their possessions inside the 20-yard line tonight in the second half.
Yeah, that's going to be a joke and make fun of the commentators in the NFL for how this field position matters. We're seeing it play off right now.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Fourth down and 1 for Tomahawk. They're 3-for-3 on fourth down tonight. Larson in the shotgun, two receivers to the right. Larson takes the snap. Quarterback power left side. He's got the first down inside the 10. He'll get to about the 9-yard line. A gain of a couple, and the Hatchets move the chains, and the clock will continue to tick away. Boy, we need to get Matt Turkowitz here a win in his broadcasting career. So far, it's looking that way.
Yeah, once at again, this though, point, another close game.
Yes, another close one. It seems like that every single time we have you call a game, it is a close game outside of the one against Coleman to begin a couple weeks ago. So first down and goal from the 9 for the Hatchets. Clock down to 5:16 remaining and counting here in this ball game. Umbrellas and raincoats are out here at Hatchett Field. These fans that have showed up have been able to stave this rainy weather. Larson takes quarterback power on first down off the right side. He is down to about the 6-yard line. Gain of 3. Second down and goal from the 6. 5 minutes and counting left in this one.
If you're Clintonville, you're sweating right now.
Yes.
Even in this cold, dreary weather, you're watching your playoff chances get slimmer and slimmer.
Yes, you are. Second down and goal from the 6-yard line. Tomahawk with 183 yards rushing tonight. Braden Larson, 20 carries for 46 yards. Larson in the shotgun, two receivers to the left, two tight ends to the right. Caleb Dickens in the backfield. Larson waiting for the snap. He takes quarterback power off the right side. Larson getting inside the 5. He is down to the 2. Third down and goal from the 2-yard line. 4:20 to go and counting here in this one.
I'm Clintonville. I should have almost let them score there.
Yeah.
Give me a chance with more time on the clock to get the score myself, onside kick and score again.
And remember, Clintonville has all 3 timeouts remaining as well. Tomahawk has 2. 4 minutes to go, third down and goal from the 2. Tomahawk is 4-of-12 on third down tonight. They're 4-for-4 on fourth down. Larson in the shotgun, two receivers to the left. Caleb Dickens in the backfield, two tight ends to the right. Braden takes quarterback power right side, and he's fighting towards the goal line. He is down at the 1. Fourth down and goal from the 1-yard line.
I'm Tomahawk. I'm still okay with that.
Yes.
Another 30 seconds. Going to run off the clock here.
Keep running it down. 3.5 to go now here in this one. Tomahawk leading Clintonville 16-14. The Hatchets will go for it. They are 4-for-4 on fourth downs tonight. Of all the fourth down conversions, this would be the biggest one of the game and of the season.
Little Philly brotherly shove.
I love how you called it brotherly shove and not tush push. And it looks like that Tomahawk is going to let the clock wind down and call a timeout, and they will. So it's 3:03 to go here in Tomahawk, and the Hatchets are going to head to the sideline, and Dewey Riley is going to look at his players and figure out, what do we call here? We just heard tush push also in the press box.
I mean, with the phenomenon, it's taken over. Almost like the Philly special, once again, taking the lead by storm.
So, remember, I remember how we said at the beginning of the game that we'll probably get 50 carries from Tomahawk tonight. They've got 49. 49 carries for 188 yards. Two passes tonight. Two passes for 11 yards. Both of them completions to Caleb Dickens. So Dickens with 98 total yards in this game tonight. Landon Seymour with 47 rushing yards and a touchdown. Brayden Larson, 51 rushing yards on 22 carries. He hasn't gotten a lot of yards on these carries, but most of them were fumble snaps and exchanges. So here we go. Brayden Larson is going to come back out on the field. Tomahawk will go for the score. Tomahawk will go for the goal line. Brayden Larson in the shotgun. Two receivers to the right, two tight ends to the left. Caleb Dickens in the shotgun with Brayden Larson also in the backfield. Larson waiting for the snap. Larson takes. Quarterback sneak up the middle. Brayden Larson scores. Touchdown, Tomahawk. Brayden Larson with the rushing touchdown. It's 22-14, Tomahawk, with 3 minutes left in the game.
Tomahawk's 50th rush of the game. 5 for 5 on fourth down.
What more can you ask for? That is a very good question. I think that was probably 8 runs in a row. 8 runs in a row. So now, very important extra point here from Wally Horvick. If he makes it, Tomahawk goes up 2 scores. If he misses, it's still a one-possession game, and Glenville's very effective on two-point conversions. Horvick for the extra point. Brayden Larson is the holder. Glenville lining up to try and block this one. Snap, ball's down. Horvick's kick to the uprights. It is good! It is good. It was tipped at the line. It went in. Everything going right for the Hatchets here in this fourth quarter. 23-14, Tomahawk leads. We'll take a break. We will be back with more after this from Heritage Chevrolet here in Tomahawk. Whoa, boy, folks. Here we go.